Thank you very much, Professor Feng Yuan. Thank you very much, Professor San Chen, for having invited us for the third time in this beautiful place, this beautiful and very well-known university. We have, as you see here, 16 lessons. Not necessarily each lesson will be 1 hour, so there will be some timing, different timing from one lecture to the other. And I will make a short introduction to what we are going to tell you and to what we are going to show you. The objectives of this course is to provide an overview of concepts. What is the thinking in doing space biology and space medicine? We will discuss the technology. So what do you need to do this kind of experiment? The machines and the instruments. And we will show the experimental approach. How do you make the experiment? What kind of controls you need to do the experiment? And then, of course, we will present the results of these studies, mainly the effects of microgravity on single cells. Now you see this word here, microgravity. And we use the word microgravity like zero gravity, and this kind of word, microgravity, is not the best word because micro means 10 to the minus 6. That is not necessarily true, but we use the word microgravity. The other objective is to describe the effect of spaceflight of human physiological function. There are several functions: eyes, heart, blood circulations, bones, muscles, which are affected by spaceflight. In particular, on the immune system, because we worked now since almost 30 years on the effect of spaceflight on the human immune system. And in order to understand how the immune system is working, I give you two or three hours of basic concepts in immunology. The focus is essentially on the effects of microgravity, that means weightlessness, means zero G, on the signal transduction and on the function of human lymphocytes. Human lymphocytes are the white, part of the white blood cells of our blood, circulating in our blood, or also situated at different places of our body. These are the lymphocytes. The program, just shortly, of these 16 lessons, I will start today by showing you which kind of organs or organelle may interact with gravity. That's a basic introduction to the course. And then Marianne will show you the microgravity platforms, kind of laboratories and instruments we use in space. And tomorrow you will see in detail the instruments used. And I will start with the human physiology, the physiology of humans in space. And then there will be 3 lectures on the immune system, on the basic immunology. I mean, we could talk about 20, 30 hours about the immune system, just 3 hours. And then we will go a little bit in detail, and we will study the activation of T and B cells and the cell-cell cooperation. Don't worry, we will explain you what that means. Then we will discuss the effect of true and simulated microgravity, because it's possible to make zero-G simulation also here in the laboratory. It's not real microgravity, but we can make some simulation. And then Marianne will tell you, it sounds a little bit funny, lymphocyte story, but we will tell you, resume in 3 lectures the effect we have discovered with lymphocytes in space. That's why we say lymphocyte story. Then the effect of the immune system on the body of the astronauts. This is basically based on cells, here on the immune system of the humans. And then, is it possible to make biotechnology in space? Is it possible to use space laboratory to do something that can be applied, to study application? The two last lectures will be dedicated to the strategy of cell experimentation in space, how really we make the experiment, what are the problems, what is the frustration, what is going wrong, because many things are going wrong, unfortunately. But many things are also going very well. And then we will discuss extraterrestrial life. It's not science fiction, extraterrestrial life, and the space exploration. The crucial questions which we ask each other all the time is discussed during this course, is do single cell, not the body. We know that the body is floating, but are single cells affected by the microgravity environment? Microgravity means weightlessness, means zero G, or hypergravity. We can put ourselves in a centrifuge and generate a situation which is higher gravitational acceleration than here on Earth. We can centrifuge the cell and look what happens if we put the cells in a hypergravity environment. I mean, the best present you can do me is to ask a question or say, I didn't understand. Please, don't be afraid, don't be shy. Raise your hand and say, I don't understand, I want to understand. That's the best present you can do us. Now, why we do this work? Because it's not an easy work. Of course it's fascinating to go to Kennedy Space Center, to go to Baikonur, maybe to go to the Chinese site and look the rocket starting, talk to the astronaut. It's fascinating. But why we do that? We do this because our ideal, our long-term goal is to find out what are the best conditions to support human exploration of space. Now, Americans have been on the moon. About 20 years ago, it was planned for this year and last year to send humans to the Mars. Now, this idea is postponed. I know that the Chinese program is eager to prepare for a Mars mission, maybe 20 years, not tomorrow, and maybe later on to explore extrasolar planets. This is the idea. The idea is, how can we help the human body psychologically and physically to go beyond Earth orbit, to go to the Mars first, and go further on. As you probably know, today, more than 400 extrasolar planets have been discovered. So we are certain, all our colleagues are certain, there will be a planet somewhere far away, a planet in which there may be some life. We don't know if it's intelligent life, but there must be life on it. We are really convinced. So we are preparing to do this. Maybe it takes 100 years, 200 years. I don't know. Take a long time. But this is really the reason why we do this work. So let's start with the first lesson. We go now to the basic. First of all, the lesson is dedicated to the organ and organelle. Organs is the human organ, the heart, the blood system, the bone system. And the organelles are the small bodies, the small microparticles which are within the cell. And we look if these systems are interacting with gravity, if this system can be affected by gravity. First of all, a few words on what is weightlessness. and then the interaction sites. Where can gravity interact in humans and in the cell? And discuss a little bit the forces involved, because gravity is just one force, but there are many other forces acting on our cells. First of all, what we call, we speak always like 1G. Here, where we stay now on the Earth, we have so-called 1G condition. 1G is the Earth gravitational acceleration. And 1G is a constant, it's 9.8 meter per second. So if I drop this ball, it's accelerating at a speed of 9.8 meter second per second. And this acceleration is the same for all bodies. So this is a golf ball, is rather heavy. This is not a ping pong, but it's a light ball. You have seen certainly in the school. If I drop them, they come down at the same time. If this was 100 kilogram and this 1 gram, they fall down and they reach the Earth at the same time. There's the problem with the air friction, but otherwise in the vacuum they go in the same time. So the acceleration, which is 9.8 meters per second, this is physics, we call it, is a convention, we call it 1G. So when we see here 2G, 2G means that we mean twice this kind of acceleration. And we will talk about 1G, 0G, 2G, 4G all the time. So I want that you know what that means. Just to make a comparison, so between some important planets and satellites, on the Earth we have 1G, and satellites, on the Earth we have 1G, 9.8 meter per second. Mars, which is very interesting, has only 0.4 G. What that means? It means that if I go to Mars, my weight, my body, is about 2.5 times less heavy than here on the Earth. So now I'm about 75 kilograms. If I go to Mars, it will be 2.5 times less. I don't make the calculation, but you can imagine. On the Moon, certainly you have seen the picture of the astronauts on the Moon. On the Moon is about 1/6 than on the Earth. So my body would be 1/6 of that here on the Earth. Look, Saturn would be more or less the same. Europa is a very interesting satellite of Jupiter, because on Europa there is a lot of water. It's in form of ice. Maybe once I will show the picture. But the satellite of Jupiter, Europa, is very interesting and is a candidate for find some life there. It's 10 times less than on Earth. So my body weight, which here is 75 kilograms, would be on Europa 7.5. It would be very, very light. And yours as well. So this is just on the Sun. I don't think that anybody will ever walk on the Sun, but on the Sun would be 28 times more. I hope this is clear. Just to have an idea what gravity means. So we speak about weightlessness, and we say 0G. And now I will tell you that the weightlessness we are talking about is really not weightlessness. It's free fall. What does that mean? So if I'm here, and I throw this ball like that, the ball is falling there. If I throw the ball more heavier, it goes faster on. And if I throw the ball faster and faster, it's going more and more. And I don't need it anymore. If I throw the ball at a speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour, that's the typical speed of a satellite. If I'm able to throw the ball at about 28,000 kilometers per hour, the ball will never fall on the Earth, will always go around the Earth. That's how a satellite works. The satellite if the satellite is breaking, is reducing the velocity, it will fall on the Earth. So the satellite and the spaceship, the International Space Station, with the shuttle, they are today they are attached about, at 7:36, the space station with the shuttle attached is passing over Beijing. There is a program in the internet in which you can see at each time when the space station is passing over Beijing or Shanghai or Zurich or Paris. At 7:36 today, the space station is passing over Beijing. So if you throw the ball or the satellite or whatever at enough speed, it never falls down to the Earth, never falls down. It will continue to rotate. And that's what we call weightlessness. In fact, it's never weightlessness. This is free fall, just in order to understand the concept. And this is the same. If we start here at the speed of 400 kilometers, it will or 400 kilometers from the Earth at the low velocity, it will fall down. But if the speed of the astronaut of the spaceship is 28,000 kilometers per hour, it never will fall to the Earth, and it will feel like weightless. But in reality, is not weightless. Just please keep this in mind. The same, the so-called free fall is more or less what you experience when you go to these kind of things and you fall down or to this kind of roller coaster when you do that. There you experience what the astronaut is experiencing for a few seconds. Your hair will go up, especially young ladies with long hair, the hair will down. And it's the feeling of weightlessness, but it's not weightlessness. The same in the case of parachuting. They have a long time. If they jump from 10,000 meters or 5,000 meters, there are few minutes in free fall in what we call weightlessness. This is not weightlessness. This is not this person is not weightless. Although if you go to swim in a swimming pool, you have the feeling you are weightless. That's not true. This is just buoyancy. It's just the water which keeps your body up, but the gravity force is still acting through your body. So this is not what we call weightlessness. The first scientist who started to do real free-fall experiments was Galileo Galilei. His life was about 500 years ago. He went on the Tower of Pisa. I imagine that you know what that is. And he dropped objects. And he made the first experiments on free-fall, on what we call weightlessness. We can achieve zero gravity, repeat, is not true zero gravity, but we just use the expression zero gravity, not only on spaceships rotating around the Earth like the space station. We can use so-called sounding rockets, and we will have an experiment now in next November on a sounding rocket, which go up, burn the motor, and then the motor is switched off, and then it makes a parabola. And during this period, there are conditions which we call weightlessness, zero G free fall. We can do this also on an airplane. You can go with an airplane, and there are many scientists doing this kind of experiments, and you switch off the motor, the engine, and the airplane is falling down for a while. And in this period, the people are floating around, and you have about 30 seconds of we call microgravity, zero G, weightlessness. And you can ask, 30 seconds, what's that? On the sounding rocket, we have about 3, 4, 6 minutes maximum. Now, as I told you, in cells, especially in lymphocytes, they are very important events, happenings, which happen within few seconds. So you can still do a very important kind of research on this kind of rockets, of airplanes, which are much less expensive, much less complicated than, for instance, going on the space station. So there are important programs of research also on this kind of vehicles.